349, request of Michael Withy to address council regarding neighborhood support centers and eco-communities.
Good morning, Michael.
Morning. So I'm a little perplexed about why it is that I have to go to the neighborhood associations to get them to agree to some kind of a program to allow shelters in their neighborhoods. I'm tremendously disturbed by the fact that at least one of you I've heard come out of your mouths that we're not going to really put too much more effort into this homeless issue, because the fact of the matter is, if we do, it's just going to get worse, because Portland's a magnet for homelessness as it is. So we don't want to do any more than we're already doing. The fact of the matter is that Portland has thousands of homeless people from Portland. I'm not quite sure why. We've never sat down and said, okay, there's 2,500 people from Portland that are homeless. Let's figure out how to get 2,500 people inside. And let's try to gear our programs towards people from Portland. Of course, we're going to have to help transients. Of course, there's going to have to be some shelter for transients. But what about, what about this lack of empathy? You all know, because I've heard, and I'm not going to point fingers, you all know that any homelessness is not really on the top of the agenda. Because, as you've said, it'll just make matters worse. The country will hear that Portland is the place to go. Not that they don't already. There's lots of people who get off the bus and the train every day, come here for services for homeless. So I understand Home Forward's here today. They're going to talk about, their Rent Well program and keeping them in charge and all that. There's many of us have gone to these round tables with Home Forward, with TPI, with Central City Concern, and we've been shut out. Of all the meetings I've gone to through the course of the way things are supposed to go, you attend meetings, you try to work with the people that are actually spending all these hundreds of millions of dollars, and people like me are being shut out. So again, I've got to ask you, why does it take me, a volunteer, to go do what they should have been doing all this time, is to get neighborhoods involved? Neighborhoods want to be involved. We just had a meeting in St. John's. We did a presentation just like we did with you. And they all love it. They all want to be part of it. They're trying to figure out how to end this homeless deal. So I would just ask that you guys seriously consider this year's budget for the homeless issue and try to allow some of us into those meetings, into that planning, because we've got good ideas. And a lot of it doesn't include tax money. A lot of it is a sort of self-perpetuating, self-replicating type program. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
315.